Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pep Talk, your get-up-and-go fix of the day. Sharky Zartman here, and I'm honored to have Guy Finley back on the show. Now, Guy is an internationally renowned spiritual teacher, best-selling author, and the founder and director of Life of Learning Foundation, a nonprofit center for spiritual self-study located in Merlin, Oregon. He is the best-selling author of The Secret of Letting Go and 45 other books and audio programs that have sold over 2 million copies in 30 languages worldwide. Guy is also a host on our network, HealthyLife.net. His show, Letting Go with Guy Finley, airs every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And today he will talk about his book, The Essential Laws of Fearless Living, Feel the Power to Never Feel Powerless Again. Gosh, I love that title, and how timely is this subject right now. So welcome, Guy.
Thank you, Sharky. Nice to be with you, hear your voice again. I trust that all is well.
Well, it's great to have you back on the show, and like I said, boy, is this a timely topic. We all need to learn some essential laws of fearless living, that's for sure, especially nowadays with all the fear-mongering in the media, especially regarding the upcoming election. Yikes! So, but most of us said, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, we shall not go where fools fear to tread.
That's right. But most of us have lived with fear for so long, and as we know, fear is a negative emotion. And it almost seems a natural response this day. I have a lot of students in my classes at the college, and a lot of them are on medication, for anxiety. And so, how did we get to be so compromised?
Well, isn't that the $60 million question?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, frankly, it runs deep, and I don't mean to deflect the question. We can look at it together. And ideally, you, myself, and the listeners can see whether or not what you and I discuss and point to is important relative to bringing an end to this literally rampant anxiety. So I think it begins with a certain kind of misunderstanding that we all inescapably are born into, literally a world where we are conditioned beyond any question of it to believe that our worth as an individual is determined by not just what other people think about us, but by ensuring that we remain connected to some group, ideal, ideology, whatever it may be, that supports the image that we have of ourselves. And the problem, of course, with that mindset is when we believe that we are only as valuable or worthwhile as people see us or agree that we are, or as we can be included and belong to some group that sustains the same ideas, that means we live in a constant sense of fear that at any moment, in present terms, we might be canceled. Canceled by our friends, canceled by our family, canceled by the world around us that we have attached ourselves to, whatever that ideology may be. So our entire sense of value, our worth as a human being, has been given away without knowing it to the longing for confirmation instead of, as it should be, our wish to understand more deeply that kind of consciousness that makes us a captive of its own mistaken ideas.
Hmm. You know, if I understand you correctly, you're saying that we're all here on Earth, possibly in part to undergo a special transformation where we go from living with all kinds of fears to a life of being fearless. And so, and that's what your work is, right?
Yes, very much so. And, you know, we can bring in this idea that we're here on this Earth to go through some transformational process, and no one can argue that when we learn invaluable lessons. Usually the value of those lessons is that we are less and less limited by a misunderstanding of our own. But I think that if we just, you know, keep our attention in the present moment, as it were, it's not hard to see that at the drop of a hat, a newsflash, a text from someone, an email, a piece of snail mail, anything. My own wife, God bless her soul, is troubled because someone that she had to correct, we have a foundation and volunteers, and the person didn't take the correction well at all and has said some despairing things. Passively, aggressively, of course, because that's what cowards do. And it bothers her because, on one hand, she wants to do what is right, but she fears the results of doing what is right because her identity is established, connected to wanting people to like her. You're dead in the water. Literally, you are dead in the water if you believe people have to like you for you to be comfortable with yourself. You don't need a spiritual prescription. You just need to be able to see the truth of it. How much time do we spend as individuals trying to sort out our day, our schedule, our plans, so that we can smell like a rose at all points in time? We're done. Because the minute that we believe that others and their opinions of us are somehow important to who and what we take ourselves to be, then we become the victim without knowing it, not of that person, but of a mind that believes it is as only as valuable as others agree it is.
Right. So it's pretty hard to stand on your own when we see all around us that, you know, we're supposed to be like other people in this regard, that regard, whatever, to be accepted. And it's a hard thing to not buy into that. So how do we go about doing that?
Frankie, it's not a hard thing to stand on our own. To be a true individual. To be a true individual doesn't mean to have individual beliefs, opinions, ideals. To be a true individual is what it means to be a fearless individual. Because a true individual understands that his or her life, as the case may be, is the ceaseless revelation, the unfolding, the discovery of the purpose of their life in each and every moment. So that we aren't going through our days and our relationships trying to prove ourselves. The true individual is the person who understands we are here to discover ourselves moment to moment, and that part of that discovery process and the realizations that it brings to us is that we already belong to something far greater than any mind will ever imagine, that has, if you want to use those words, already seen to our success as individuals if we will agree to let the lessons in those moments liberate us from what presently imprisons us, which is nothing but a host of mistaken beliefs and ideas.
Right. In your first chapter, you talk about welcome the light that makes your life bright. And you also talk about going beyond the limitation of illusions. And so are you basically saying that we're afraid of things that we create ourselves?
In one respect, yes, Frankie, very much so. that we don't know we're creating it. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Let's say I'm brought up in a family, and I can speak about my own life here for a second. I'm brought up in a very successful family. My father was Time Magazine Man of the Decade in his field, and a very popular celebrity back before most of the people listening to us were even born. But nevertheless, he was the one that gave rise to the whole idea of late night television talk shows. So as a boy, I grew up surrounded by the celebrities of the day, and I grew up with in the Rat Pack that you see it on TV. And so you grow up, and because of your conditioning, you come to believe that somehow or other, it's important that you have certain possessions, that you keep the perception of the people around you positive. And in order to do that, you are constantly, without knowing it, compromising yourself for the sake of what seems to be vital to you, which is that the images that have been cultivated in you remain intact. For instance, the image that I'm special, the image that I'm important, the image that everybody should treat me with a certain deference, these are not natural to human beings at all. They are natural to an unconscious human being who believes that the image he or she has of themselves is who they are. You're not the image you have of yourself, Frankie. I'm not the image that was cultivated in me growing up that way. But when we believe we are, then we are constantly struggling with anyone or anything that threatens that image. So we go through our life without knowing it, protectors of an image that we didn't create, but that for our identification with it, we believe must at all costs be kept in place. So the mind that creates the image, that is identified with it, then fears anything that threatens the image it has of itself. And that's prison. That's what it means to be a victim of an unconscious nature, serving that unconscious nature, by the way, in the endless struggle of trying to protect something that can't be protected, because conditions, as required by a certain grace, are going to never stop coming along asking Frankie and Guy, hey, Guy, do you want to see how useless it is to struggle to protect this image? Or do you want to continue struggling to protect it and have another day, a week, or a month of a semi-pleasurable life only waiting for the next shoe to drop?
Okay, so how do we break out of this prison?
How do we break out of it?
How do we break out of the prison that we are, that our illusions are making ourselves out to be?
Sharky, have you ever inadvertently, meaning unconsciously, reached over and picked up a hot skillet or plate, anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
We all have, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So when you pick that plate or that skillet up, did you have to ask yourself, how do I let this go?
No, just don't do it again. Right?
Yeah, I mean, in that split second, the body has its own natural intelligence, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And before you even knew that you had let go of it, the body had set in motion releasing whatever it was that was burning the hand. That's exactly how we learn, in quotes, to align ourselves with a natural, higher, spiritual understanding, wisdom, that knows better than to participate in the punishment of itself. But we are out of touch, quite literally disconnected from this natural, beautiful, healing intelligence that knows when Frankie starts to think about a fear of tomorrow, that it's useless to try to figure out what am I going to do about something that hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
It It's aware of the anxiety that the mind asleep to itself dreams up for itself and then tries to wake itself out of that dream by planning some kind of protection. And so to see that, Frankie, to be aware of where it is that I am harming myself is the beginning of the end of that kind of self-punishment, and in truth, the healing of that nature that begins to wake up and realize, you know what? My task in this moment is not to figure out how to get people to like me. It's not to figure out how I can be special or gain more possessions. My task in any moment where I feel afraid or worried or anxious is to be aware of the consciousness that is painting on the screen of my mind some image that says, unless life goes this way, things are going to go bad, or if it does go this way, it's going to get worse. So we live without knowing it in a perpetual dream, without knowing it, and until we wake up from the dream, there's no chance that conflict comes to an end. When you have a bad dream at night, Frankie, do you wake yourself up, or does something so radical in the consciousness that can't take it anymore just shut the dream off, and you wake up and you go, thank God, that was a dream. One day, God willing, humanity, individuals like yourself and myself, will be in the midst of thinking about an enemy, trying to figure out how to gain an advantage, struggling to settle some score from the past, and right in the middle of that mind, reliving its own dark content, a new kind of awareness will go, wake up, Frankie, wake up, guy. You'll see the truth of the condition, and that will be the end of your participation with it.
Okay, all right. Well, I know that you have essential laws of fearless living. You talk about building the foundation of a fearless life. Now, most of us are living the illusions, okay? And so what does it involve? How do you build the foundation of a fearless life to be allowed to be who you really are?
Well, it's very much connected to what we were just talking about. We build the foundation of a fearless life by seeing where it is that we have unwittingly created for ourselves a world that does nothing but create fear. This is so hard for us to grasp, isn't it, Frankie? Because we're so sure of how we feel about things. It never dawns on us, for instance, that our conclusion about how others should be changes them not at all, but puts us in a constant state of conflict with anyone that doesn't agree with how we see life. So we blame others for the conflict we feel. And then we build on that blame by joining groups that hold the same ridiculous affirmation. And instead of seeing that the pain of the moment isn't due to the person, but the way we perceive them. And that we never question our own reactions, do we? If I have a negative reaction, I know for a fact that you're responsible for it. That's a fearful life, because we just go round and round and round, trying futilely to change others, to get them to see life the way we want them to see it. And any time that they change at all, now they're a threat again. No, we have to have a different kind of life, Frankie. That's what my work is about. We must do the work to prove that our fears are groundless. Because if we don't prove the fear is groundless, we'll spend our lives building structures to protect ourselves from what is essentially imagination.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to be talking a lot more about this, but I wanted to clear something up right away. My name is not Frankie. I don't take it personally, but my name is Sharky.
Oh, Sharky, you know what happened?
What?
And actually, Barbara texted me. I was talking to you. And I have a friend for the last year and a half basically lives on my deck right outside my window. He's about 5 feet from me right now. It's this big tom, this male turkey. He and another turkey that I called Benjamin. Benjamin Franklin was the one that wanted to make turkeys our national bird. I named the birds Frankie and Ben. And Ben's gone, but Frankie's still here. And I was looking at him, and I called you Frankie.
I know. Well, that's okay. I mean, Jay and I are sitting here just kind of smiling. But I thought I should clear it up with you. But don't worry.
No, you didn't offend me.
You didn't offend me. But it is kind of funny that you.
It was actually an act of love because I'm very fond of Frankie.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a turkey. Okay, well, this is really interesting. Just about all of us can identify with what you're saying, you know, but we need some guidelines as to how to make this work for us. And so we're going to talk about that when we come back, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, sounds good. We'll be back with more Pep Talk and Guy Finley right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net's homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org. Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
We are back with more Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman here with Guy Finley, and we are talking about the essential laws of fearless living. So welcome back, Guy.
Thank you, Sharky.
Well, yes, what an interesting discussion we had. But one of the promises that you make in the book is that we can develop a new understanding that makes us unstoppable. Now, we all want to be unstoppable, that's for sure. So how can we do this? What is it we need to know?
Let me bring you in as an advocate for the listener. Is there any one thing, Frankie, that
Sharky
in your life you love
Sharky
more than? Did I call you Frankie just now?
Yes, you did.
Gee, isn't that terrible?
That's okay.
Sharky.
Okay.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Go ahead.
Is there any one thing in life that you love more than anything else. Like, for instance, I've always loved animals. I've always loved the truth, the study of these ideas. Anything for you, nature, painting, drawing, any one thing, Sharky?
I've always loved a challenge.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. And everybody, work with us. Why do you love challenges, Frankie?
Sharky.
Sharky.
Because I love doing things that people don't think I can do. And so when I was growing up, you know, they told me I couldn't be an athlete. I was too short. And, you know, and I just, that's what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to be. And I didn't listen to people. And I just kept trying and trying until, you know, I made it to the top of my sport, which is volleyball.
Okay, so, Sharky, then you could say in one respect that this longing that you had is inseparable from what made you more or less unstoppable. Now let's look at it through another set of eyes. If I am challenged by something, it means that I have to outgrow one part of myself that has yet to be able to do or understand what that challenge asks of me. Do you understand what I've said, the statement?
Right, yes.
I have to meet a limitation to discover the next level of whatever the limitless aspect it is that I seek. Yes?
Yes.
So that means that every time that I want to learn, do, or be something, and I'm drawn to that, I am, by fact, going to run into a limitation in my possibilities. It's built into transformation, is meeting a limitation. I meet the limitation, and the love that I have, the wish that I have, it educates me, it takes me right face to face with that, and then I learn something about myself that gets me through whatever that limitation is, and lo and behold, I'm on the other side of that limitation, of that inability, with a new ability, a new strength, or a new understanding. Still with me?
Yes.
Then am I not unstoppable if that's true of every moment of my life? Am I not an unstoppable human being as long as I understand that what stops me is what I don't yet know about myself? And that any moment I'm willing to meet what I don't know about myself as produced by what challenges, whatever it is that I've decided I want to do or be, then I'm going to run over and over again into some limitation, but I'm going to let the love, the wish, the will to discover the truth, I'm going to let that educate me, and I will use the moment that initially I don't want to discover. I've been brought to that moment so that I can discover, oh my God, it was temporary. That was something I didn't see, I didn't understand, and now I do, and I'm on the next step on that path. That's real life, not just the individual instances, but the fact of our life itself, that there is no moment, and listeners, you might want to write it down, it's a key idea. Life doesn't happen to us, it happens for us. And when we really get the idea that life happens for us, every last one of these challenges in whatever arena it may be, then we begin to realize there is something already inside of us that has been created to transcend whatever that problem may be. And it begins with recognizing, first, I've run into something in myself that says, oh, this is too much, I can't do it. And then discover that the part of me that's resisting the moment will never transcend the moment it resists. Instead, I have to assist the moment in the revelation it's brought to me to release me from my former limitation. That's what it means to be unstoppable, to realize that God, the divine, has created you to endlessly discover new possibilities. And all you have to do is be willing to meet those moments, stay there long enough to discover the truth of yourself, and then be released from who you were and exit that moment a different order of human being than the one who went into it.
Okay. I like that. I like that. So that is very interesting that you shared that with us, because most people make excuses as to why they can't do things, right?
Well, of course we do. That, you see, that seems natural to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Sharky, I have to keep saying it in different ways. I don't know how it is, Sharky, that we were brought into a world where we believe that our fears are real. I'm not talking about the fear of somebody following me on a dark street. That's a physical instinct.
Right.
I'm talking about how did I become a human being who believes that my fear that people won't like me proves I'm not likable? How did I grow up with the fear that unless I own certain things that I'm not as valuable as others? How did I grow up with the anxiety that tells me you've got to get through this no matter what? Doesn't matter what you do to yourself or others, just get through it. Where in the name of God did that fear come from? Because I'm telling you that as a human race, we have fallen into such a state that we not only live with fears on a daily basis, but we serve it like some false god. Every time you ask a fear what to do about something you're afraid of, who are you worshiping? What are you giving your life to when you ask a fear what to do, other than the very consciousness that produced that fear? This is what we have to explore if we ever want to be truly fearless and free.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I love this. I love this. You also say that negative states like fear can be transformed into healing powers. So explain how that can happen.
Well, you see, this is the beauty of what we're describing. If I see through the nature, the part of me, even though I don't believe it's true, that creates fear so that I can have something to fight with and then call myself a winner or a loser on the other side of that journey, if I see that the nature that creates that fear is a lie, do I have to heal myself, Frankie? Or am I healed the moment that I let go of my identification with that fearful nature? You're already whole, Frankie. God did not make the spirit of fear. Fear is the creation of a consciousness that lives in imagination, so that everything it imagines it has to do or be, by the very fact it identifies with it, creates a challenge to it. So that we're living all the time in a state of a dream, that we dream and keep dreaming, hoping that we're going to dream ourselves out of a nightmare. You can't dream yourself out of a nightmare. You have to wake up from the nightmare. Then you're free. And, by the way, you are whole in that moment.
Okay.
No longer needing a healing in time. You've changed your relationship to time, and that's the healing.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take another short break. And by the way, again, my name is Sharky. You call me Frankie twice. I mean, I know you love your turkey, but anyway, we will be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
Attention Kmart shoppers, now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. Then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman, here with Guy Finley, and we are talking about the essential laws of fearless living. So, welcome back, Guy.
Thank you, Sharky.
Yes, we've been talking about how to establish ourselves and not to let other people's opinions, you know, get in our way, so that we can become unstoppable. But you also have a chapter in your book, Realize the Invisible Heart of Happy Human Relationships. So what is the secret of perfect relationships?
Are you ready?
Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
I think right at the head of that chapter, if my memory serves me correct, there's a what I call a key lesson. I speak 3 times a week, streaming across the world for free. I guess we'll have a chance to speak of that in a moment.
Yes, yes.
The key lesson goes something like, the only thing that really troubles us about others, that creates conflict with them, is what we would have them be. Why do I have a problem with any human being apart from someone who's, you know, threatening or, you know, toxic? And if they are, then why am I with them to begin with?
Right.
It's my problem with anybody. Other than, without knowing it, every relationship of mine with someone familiar, family or friend, someone at the work station, I have demands. And when they don't meet the demands that I have on them, then I get negative, because when they don't live up to what I need them to be so that I can be me as I imagine myself, they're a threat. And we only know one way, unfortunately, to deal with people or conditions that threaten these images, and that is to resent them, blame them, try to punish them, or otherwise escape them, avoid them. So it all comes down to the same thing. We want to really know what it means to be fearless and free, to have a fearless life. We have to get to the root of the fear. And the event itself, no moment in itself, Frankie, no relationship in and of itself has fear in it. The relationship is a moment, literally a creative moment, in the greater scheme of things, between what is timeless, divine, celestial, acting on what is in time, earthly, and passive. And each moment, each instant of this creation doesn't have fear in it, but there's something in us that sits outside of that constant rebirth and regards these moments according to our expectations of them. If they go the way we want, if you behave the way you're supposed to, I love you, you're great. But the minute that you don't toe the line, you are in trouble and you are my enemy. So the secret of harmonious human relationships begins with understanding what I need to do in any given moment of a problem with another person isn't to try to squeeze them into the little space that I've determined they should fit, but rather to give the whole relationship more space so that instead of meeting it with resistance, I can look and see where it is in me that I demand that you are the way I want you to be. Get rid of these demands that are the source of fear, and suddenly you're discovering a relationship with others that is educational and ultimately producing a fearless human being as a result of it.
Okay, I like that. So, Tell us more about your Life of Learning Foundation. I know that you talked about giving free classes every Sunday morning and Wednesday evening in person. So how can we listen to those talks?
Thanks for asking, Frankie. Yes, I do speak Wednesday nights, Sunday mornings, and then again on Insight Timer on Saturday mornings, all for free. Nothing to join whatsoever. You're welcome. We stream across the planet. And if you have any interest at all in attending these free classes, you go to guyfinley.org/letting go. guyfinley.org/letting go. G-U-I-F-I-N-L-E-Y, and you'll be able to find out about the free classes. And again, I repeat, there's nothing to join and no cost whatsoever.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And so, in closing, please give us an example of a practical step that we could take right now to begin living a fearless life.
So many possibilities, Sharky, run into my mind, but we'll take a simple one because it's connected to being unstoppable. When we run into these moments where suddenly it feels like life itself is saying, no, 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 you can't, you will not. When that person in our life is presenting something that seems to threaten a plan that we have. We said that those moments, we run into a situation where who and what we have been up until that moment has gone quite literally as far as it can go. But we also know that if we will stay in that moment, that we will see something, we'll learn the lesson the moment has to offer. And when we learn that there's really a lesson waiting there, and that the one who learns the lesson is already within us, then we know that if we can just stay in that moment, be patient, if we can be patient and instead of rushing to a conclusion, agree to let that revelation, let that moment unfold as it will, without getting into it, talking to ourselves about it, just become a quiet witness, the observer of the moment where we seem to run into a fearful situation, then we will observe the nature that brought that fear with it, and we will be able to recognize, I have to let go of this reaction. I have to let go of this sense of myself, not because I want to, but because I see the real limitation and the source of this fear is connected to this unseen identification I have with myself. Be patient. Go quiet. Be still for as long as you can, whether it's 10 seconds or 30 seconds or a minute. Just say, you know what? I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to drop these fearful thoughts, and I'm going to endure as long as I can what I am given to see. And if you do that, you will be unstoppable because you will see something new about yourself you did not know before, and in that revelation, released from that former order of consciousness so full of fear.
Okay. All right. I like that. And so we are just about out of time. So if you could give us your website again, and if you're doing any workshops up at your site in Oregon, please let us know.
Thanks. Thank you. Yes. Look, it's guyfinley.org/letting go if you want to go right to the class page. If you just want more information, just go to guyfinley.org, G-U-I-F-I-N-L-E-Y. You can actually get a free book when you visit the page. There's material you can study for years, all for free. I have a wisdom school that meets several times a week. You can learn about that. And just generally, learn what it means to act on this new knowledge that Sharky and I have been discussing. You'll never be sorry if you follow your wish to learn the truth of yourself. That's it.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us today, Guy, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you, Sharky. It was my pleasure. And
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks again for being on the show. And we'll be back with more Pep Talk and Shark to Heart right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bock. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret, now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman, and it is time for Shark to Heart. And I have to tell you about the trip my husband and I just came back from. This is kind of a special trip for us. We've done it in the past and didn't think we'd ever be able to do it again. But a couple of friends of mine from the college decided they wanted to go. And so we're talking about Tahiti. And so, yeah, it's expensive. We weren't sure that we could afford it, but we did it. What the heck? So now this trip that we've taken before, we're not really big on cruises, but this one ship, it's called the Paul Gauguin. We've been on this ship 3 times, and trust me, once you're on the ship, it is just so amazing. You are treated so well. The food is great. Everybody is there, is warm, is friendly, and you don't have to unpack because they take you to all the islands. We went to 6 islands. It was a 7-day cruise, and some of them were, you know, not really that well inhabited. They were more like Motus. But, it was just a beautiful experience. And the one thing that we like to do every day, and we, you know, would book these things, they're called excursions. We would go to these sites on some of the islands where they have these areas, you know, out in the ocean, but they're almost sand areas where the water is not too deep, and that's where the sharks and the rays are. And so when the boat comes up on the sandbar, you can actually see them in the water. And I remember the first time I saw them, I went, "You expect us to get in the water with those? Are you kidding me?" And of course the guides go in and, you know, you just see the sharks just still swimming along. You know, I mean, you know, we had our snorkels on, you know, but we didn't really need them because we were right in the water with them. And the sharks, we probably saw over 50 sharks on our trip, you know, between maybe 4 and 8 feet. And they told us, don't be aggressive in the water with the sharks. Don't try to touch them. And, you know, it was really amazing to be that close and to look and just see them just swim right past you. I mean, they just kind of ignored you. They didn't really, you know, respond at all to anybody in the water. But what was really crazy was the stingrays and the mantas. I got to tell you, those animals are amazing. They are so wide and they're so smooth in the water, and they like to come and to come to you. And we had one ray. I forget how big he was, but he was really big, and he came right up to me, and I could pet him on his head, right next to his eyes. Now, they tell you not to touch the rays underneath, because that's where the barbs are, where they can sting you. But it was just so amazing to have these animals just come up, and they just want to be around you. I mean, you know, they're kind of scary looking, but once you get over the fear, you kind of go, wow, this is really cool. And so anyway, yeah, and we also went to a couple coral gardens where we just saw so many fish, just, you know, beautiful colors, all different sizes. And so, yeah, that's the thing that we love to do, is go on the waters and then just see the islands from, you know, the boat would drive around the islands, so we got to see the whole islands and got to have lunch on some of the motus. They fix you lunch. And so it was just a amazing trip, and, you know, one that I hope we can do again in the future, but we'll see. At least we got to do this one. But the hardest part of the trip was getting there and coming home. I don't know if any of you have flown internationally lately, but we haven't done it since before COVID. And I'll tell you, the international airport, the terminal in Los Angeles is crazy. People are crazy around there. And we had to check in, and in order to go to the gate, it was at least a mile and a half to go to the gate. And, you know, all these check-in things, all these security things. And then we got on the plane, and we had, in the past, we've just had two seats on the side, because there were just two seats on Tahiti Nui. But now there's three seats, and three seats on each side and three seats in the middle. And, you know, the seats aren't very big, and they're really close to each other. And on the way home, I thought, well, gosh, maybe this flight isn't full, because the seat by the window wasn't taken. And so all of a sudden, when they close the door, this huge Tahitian guy comes in, and he stands there. And he was so big and strong, and he goes, "That's my seat." Oh, my God. And so, he, you know, we let him in, but he was so big that he was spilling into my seat, and I was almost on top of my husband the whole 8 hours home. Just, it was so uncomfortable. And then you get out and you have to go through customs and all that. And I'll tell you, when we were in Tahiti, it was so relaxing. It was so much fun. But when we came home, we had to recover from the trip. And so anyway, but yeah, it was worth it. We really had a good time. And I know probably most of you are watching the Olympics. I love watching the Olympics and seeing the athletes all over the world compete and actually support each other. I've seen a lot of the athletes right after, you know, the match is over, the race, and they'll go and hug the person next to them from another, you know, country. And they all respect each other. I mean, it's just so heartwarming to see how hard these athletes train and how they treat each other. And the opening ceremony, I don't know if you guys saw it, but the teams came in on boats going through, you know, the water. And I mean, it was just amazing. And one of my favorite sports to watch are volleyball, obviously, because I'm a volleyball player, gymnastics, swimming. Man, how fun is that to watch? And next up is track. That's one of my favorites to watch. It's just, the athletes are just amazing. So if you're not watching it, I suggest that you, you know, go to Channel 4 or Peacock and check and see what's on. It's just really amazing to watch these athletes and just, you know, the effort, you know, the intensity, the concentration. It's just, it really, really is amazing. And also, coming up is school. Okay, I got to get my class ready. Okay, so I'm excited to have it come up. Also, my husband and I celebrated our anniversary just on Wednesday. And, yeah, people, you know, can't believe it when I say we have been married for 48 years. And so when we first got married, they said they didn't think we'd last a year together because we're so different. I'm a little wild and crazy and careless, and my husband is very, you know, just thinks about everything and is just, you know, relaxed and doesn't get too excited about anything. So yeah, so we've made it work. And so yeah, so happy anniversary to my husband, Pat. And so until next time, I'm Sharky Zartman, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Pep Talk. And to my wonderful, insightful guest, Guy Finley. So if you want to learn more about fearless living, go to his website, guyfinley.com. Until next time, I'm Sharky Zartman, and here's to your inner shark.